My question to you is, do those officers have your authority to use lethal force to prevent somebody from entering the White House?
Those officers do have the authority to use independent judgment to leverage lethal force when appropriate.
Is that true when somebody's trying to get at the president?
That is always true. They are law enforcement officers.
So it's always true when there's somebody's trying to penetrate the White House that they can use lethal force?
As appropriate within the confines of the law.
Is somebody trying to explain the details of that? If somebody is approaching the White House, has penetrated the security and making a run for the White House, no apparent weapon, can they take that person down?
The law requires that law enforcement officers ensure that they are in imminent danger or others are in imminent danger before they can leverage lethal force.
So if the person's running at the White House but no apparent weapon, they can or cannot use lethal force?
Those are going to be independent decisions made by the officer based on the totality of the circumstances.
How does the officer know if they have an improvised explosive device or dirty bomb or if it's a terrorist? How do they know that? Shouldn't they assume that this person has ill intention?
Law enforcement officers are trained in observation skills, and I would assess that they are constantly looking at people for ill intentions.
I think it's confusing. This is part of what they have to deal with. They make a split-second decision. I want it to be crystal clear. You make a run and a dash to the White House, we're going to take you down. I want overwhelming force. Would you disagree with me?
I do want our officers and agents to execute appropriate force for anyone attempting to challenge or breach the White House.
We got to explore this further.